The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi, I'm Marcy Martin, your resident rosarian here at PlantersPlace.com, and I'm here to talk about July's hot colors. As long as the weather's going to be really steamy, you might as well have some hot colors to go with the flow. The first rose that comes to mind in my garden is Tuscan Sun. This is a floribunda that grows tall in my garden, and it is orange and gold and pink, and it just glows in the summer sun. It blooms in big clusters, and it makes me happy just to look at it. It really makes a statement, whether in the front of the border or standing on its own. It's one of those roses that changes color every day as the flowers age in the sun, and it's a showstopper. I'm fortunate that I have enough sun in my yard to grow roses in the front and the back of the house as well. I call my front garden near the street my neighborhood garden. There's quite a lot of traffic that goes by, not only on the road, but also on the sidewalk, and my neighbors just love the roses. If I'm home doing summer chores, folks driving by will beep their horns when they see me, and more often than not, I'll have unexpected company as they pull into the driveway for a quick summer garden tour. Sometimes passersby will blow me a kiss on their way through. So, especially when planting that particular garden, it was important to me that I planted roses that had a quick repeat and were eye-popping colors. Here's a little garden tour for you to introduce you to some of my beauties. Along the border are some bright stars in the neighborhood garden, some mini and mini flora roses that are almost always in bloom. These roses are like perfect little hybrid teas, but the actual plants are usually anything but miniature. The colors are really striking. I have a gorgeous yellow called Pacific Serenade and another called Sweet Amy. They are separated by a tall and wide lavender mini called Sentimental, S-C-E-N-T-I-M-E-N-T-A-L. Yep, that spelling is exactly right. The form of this rose is absolutely perfect and the fragrance is anything but small. To the right of Pacific Serenade is a pure white, large-flowered mini rose called Constellation and actually looks like glistening stars against the dark green foliage. To her right is a kaleidoscope of color in constant bloom, fireworks. Amy Grant is a lovely, shy pink mini flora on the inside corner. Her blooms and stems are a bit larger than her miniature cousins. Down the road a piece is another gorgeous white kissed with pink mini flora called Leading Lady. Give this beauty a lot of space. She's almost as tall as my hybrid teas. There are more minis and mini floras in my gardens, but now it's time to introduce you to some of my floribundas. Talk about eye-popping color. You will love hot cocoa in your own garden if you love orange roses as I do. These roses sport really glossy dark green foliage, which sets off the orange brushed with lavender huge clusters of bloom. Oftentimes, these clusters are as big as a bridal bouquet. To the left is Habitat for Humanity 2003. This is also an orangey rose, but it has a peachy softness to it. The clusters of blooms have longer stems, and the form is more like small hybrid teas, just lovely. Down the row a bit reside a couple of Blueberry Hill floribundas. They are lovely soft purple, and though they don't have a lot of petals, their fragrance really packs a punch. Right in the middle of the garden is a floribunda that wants to take over the earth, at least in my garden, and maybe she should. This rose has gorgeous shiny foliage and is the first rose of the year to bloom and the last to fade. Her blooms are on the small side, but there are so many of them in huge clusters all at once that the individual size doesn't matter. They're a really hot pink and contrast nicely with the medium green foliage and the bronzy new growth. This rose's name is Passionate Kisses, and all of us need some of those in our lives. Now I'd like to introduce you to some of my tall, stately, classic hybrid tea roses. Brilliantly orange with a creamy reverse is Cary Grant, and if you've read my blogs before, you know how much I love luscious Cary. Close by is the first ever orange rose, and it's been in every rose garden I've ever had, Timeless Tropicana. It's just as lovely as when I first saw it as a child. Softly blended pinks make up sweetly fragrant April in Paris. Summer Love is a brilliant, sunshiny beacon in the center of the garden, which stands rather close to an older grandiflora called Sundowner, a sunset, multicolored, multi-bloomed wonder. Nearby is the moonlight yellow of stately aperitif, which snuggles up to the pure white sparkling sugar moon. On the front corner, facing the street, are the 6-inch pure rose pink blooms on 5-foot canes of Bewitched. She looks like she's waving to the travelers when the summer breeze gently moves her blossoms. I hope you like this little tour. There are many more roses to meet in my gardens. Take some time to breathe in your roses' fragrances this summer. You will be amazed to find out that each one is different from the last. This is the hottest time in the year for us, so be sure to water your roses a lot and keep yourself well hydrated too. And please come for another visit again soon. Till next time, I'm Marcy Martin.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.